From our first reading, St. Paul encourages us to be imitators of God as beloved children. Maybe I've shared this with you before, but to be children of God is kind of a beautiful image. There's a sense of being cared for, protected, loved. But I'm finding that in several places within scriptures, when it refers to being children of God, it is also referring to Christ and his sacrifice. And so the second line, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. So I'm just going to unpack a little bit of this idea of sacrifice, because I think we oftentimes think about sacrifice kind of in general, but if we really unpack the specifics of sacrifice, it can help us in offering a more pleasing sacrifice, an acceptable sacrifice, in union with the one and perfect sacrifice that Christ offered on our behalf on the cross. And we participate in that every time we come to Mass. And so the Mass is a true and proper sacrifice, and it means more than Christ is given to us to eat in the Eucharist. It's a true and proper sacrifice. Along with a true and real sacrifice, there are figurative and unreal sacrifices, such as prayers of praise and thanksgiving, alms, mortification, obedience, works of penance. And there's an internal sacrifice and external sacrifices, and they are integral to one another. So, for example, prayers of praise and thanksgiving would be this interior aspect of sacrifice that helps animate the external sacrifice. So things like mortification, works of penance. And so I think it's important to realize that with one of those missing, either the external or the internal, that it's not a full or complete, right? One animates the other, and the other helps inform the other. So you can say, Mom, I love you, but then never do what she asks you to. So that would be missing, right? The internal love is not being manifested externally. Or you can do all these great things externally for your mother, but then there's not this like affection towards her. And so there's something lacking. So there are four kind of aspects or parts that are, properly speaking, necessary for a sacrifice. The first is res oblata, a sacrificial gift, a thing, an object that is being offered. Minister legitimus, a sacrificing minister. Acten sacrifica, a sacrificial action. And then finis sacrifici, a sacrificial end or object. And the holy sacrifice of the Mass has each one of these aspects, and they're not figurative or even unreal, but it is a true and proper in every one of these aspects. So the sacrificial gift would be the object that is being offered. And here again, we have the internal and the external. And so Christ is offering himself, his body. But we can't separate the body and the soul. And so the offering of the body is the offering of his very soul as well. And then the sacrificial action is obviously the destroying of or the transformation of that which is being offered. And so in the Old Testament, it would have been the lamb would have been the object or the gift. The sacrificial action is the action of slaying or destroying the lamb, the pouring out of the blood, being done by a minister chosen by God. And so we have Christ is the oblation, right? The thing that is being offered. The act of sacrifice is the Lord himself allowing himself, willing this destruction, this destroying, this transformation on the cross. And he is doing it himself. He's willing it. And so he is the minister, sacrificing minister. And so we have in the Mass, right, the water or the bread and the wine being offered, the object, it becomes the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ. There is an action that is being done by the sacred minister. And the end for which it is ordered is the glory of God. So why is this important? Because we participate, everything leads to the Mass and flows forth from it. And so we, in our Lenten observance, participate in this sacrifice. And so I think it's important to realize that there's something real that needs to be offered. So what is it that we are offering to the Lord? We are offering him our thoughts, our actions, even our desires. And we're making them available to the Word of God, which cuts sharper than a two-edged sword. And so we're making ourselves available to the action of the Holy Spirit to come into our lives and destroy or transform our life. And in a sense, we become also the sacrificial minister. Christ doesn't come and destroy us except by our own participation. And so we share in that. The reason I think this is important is we live in a virtual world. And so things aren't so real for us. We kind of like it being virtual. When it comes to offering sacrifice, it needs to take on a realness. So in a sense, we say, bite your tongue. Sometimes it's helpful to even actually bite your tongue. But when we're cut to the heart, sometimes that has a concrete physical kind of reaction. Our heart aches. You give up coffee. You get headaches. There's physical, concrete, objective changes that are happening. We give up certain types of habits, and we feel the transformation, the destruction kind of going on within our very bodies. And I think it's important for us to not see that as a negative, but gratitude that we're participating in this sacrifice that the Lord first offered for us. Really, truly, on the cross. And it is really, truly happening when we participate in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And we participate in that. I think this idea of sacrifice needs to be better understood and reclaimed within the church. When the bread and the wine are consecrated, they are consecrated separately. Because the body and blood are meant to be in one body, in the person. They're not meant to be separated. When we consecrate them separately, it shows forth the separation of the blood from the body. There is a real sacrifice that takes place at the altar. And so our sacrifices that we offer also need to be real, not just virtual, not just figurative. And so when there's a conversion, there needs to be a true destruction or destroying of something or a transformation. And I would say sometimes that happens simultaneously. And so our Lenten observances, our Lenten practices, as we participate in them, we are also participating in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We are offering our bodies as a living sacrifice, which should make, when we come to Mass, a greater gift, a more perfect offering, a more perfect oblation. In reality, a greater sacrifice. And it is through this that Christ transformed the world. And so let us participate with him in this transformational sacrifice.